Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kicking off the 4 o'clock hour inside, Gwynn and Chris. Welcome back to it. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. We are inside of our Odyssey Palace studios here in San Diego, California. Tony Gwynn Jr. down in Peoria with the Padres. Padres had the day off. Spring training. The 10-12 Friars return to spring training action tomorrow. We all head down to Peoria for the rest of the week. Starting after the show tomorrow, we will broadcast live Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from the Peoria Sports Complex. So looking forward to some fun, Gwynn and Chris, some interviews with all kinds of Padre players. And you Padre fans, make sure you tune in as you already are, but don't forget to retune in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'll have big shows coming up from spring training. I know Tony can't wait till we get there, Scraby.
I know.
Always welcoming us, always sets up a nice little buffet for us when we arrive.
Buffet.
What time are we getting in? About Tuesday night, about 11 o'clock, Tony. So you'll have plenty of time after the show to, you know, go out and set some things up. We'll come barreling through there about 11 o'clock.
I expect nothing but green M&Ms in my room when I get there.
So. You want only green?
Only green.
Only green.
And if I see one red M&M,
that's
you're
right.
Give me more.
What's your guys'
staying situation like this time around?
I don't know.
We're actually in a hotel we haven't stayed in, but it's like 10 minutes away, I think, 15 minutes.
Yeah, we're actually 10 minutes away from the Peoria Sports Complex this time around. Usually we stay right across the way.
Well, yeah, I mean, you walk into the hotel.
Get those accommodations this year.
When you walk into the hotel, it says on the door, howdy do. I mean, if that's not a place for us to stay.
Howdy do, that's my place.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Is this the same place as last year?
No, we're not in the same place as last year.
Howdy do.
Further away.
When I walked into that place and I saw that, I was like, I am in the right place of
now. You knew you were in all the comforts of home. But,
yes.
It's all right. Tony,
was this the same place that told my man Chris the that Jimmy Johns was in the wrong direction?
Yes,
it is. Yes,
you
yes.
should have seen the look he just flashed me.
Yeah,
the look
walked
of still
halfway around Peoria looking for that sandwich place.
Anger slash hunger slash hatred.
Never
what
found
Chris
it. Never found the sandwich place. I still haven't located it.
She's like, you can't miss it.
It was hot Arizona around that time.
It was. And there was an Aztec basketball game on that day too, and I missed
That's
most
right.
of the second half while I was walking around Peoria looking for this sandwich place. Anyway, fun times, and we're headed back for more fun times Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Meanwhile, the World Baseball Classic United States is awaiting the winner of tonight's game between Mexico and Japan that gets underway shortly. We are looking for a winner today in Chris versus the fans, and if you are the winner, you'll be entered to see 38 Special in Las Vegas. After more than four decades together, 38 Special remains a fan favorite. Southern rock band, see them in concert April 28th at the International Theater, Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Qualify for a trip to Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show and a two-night stay at Westgate. All that's left now is to play.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. The rules of the game, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And if you are a first-time player, please let us know before the first question, and you get the first question for free this time only.
All right.
I keep changing those clarification rules at the end. This time you only.
You did. All right, here we go. Here to our first contestant, Andrea. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you a first time player?
No, I played last time.
Ah, right. Okay.
She's ready to go.
Here we go. Here we go. First one. What team did Furman beat to advance in the NCAA tournament?
West Virginia.
It's regular Virginia, unfortunately.
Yeah, regular Virginia.
Non-directional.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Virginia.
Andrea.
Sorry, Andrea.
Sorry.
Let's go to our next contestant, Lucas. Welcome to the show. Happy Monday.
Hey, happy Monday. Thanks for having me, guys.
Of course.
No problem. Here we go. First
go
question.
Go get him, Lucas.
What team was the highest seed to lose in the first round of the NCAA tournament?
Arizona.
Wow.
Unfortunately not.
Correct. They were a two seed.
Yeah, as Kirk Kenny called them, Perdon't. Instead of Purdue, he called them Perdon't.
Oh, sorry, Lucas.
They were the number one seed. Yeah. Only the second number one seed in men's NCAA history to lose.
Yeah. By the way, quick note on Princeton getting to the Sweet 16. This is the third year in a row that a 15 seed has made it to the Sweet 16. That's craziness.
That is.
Parity is getting more and more.
Also,
that's what,
right.
How about this? Last time Princeton pulled off an upset was against UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
The head coach was on that team.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
Oh, the head coach of this year's team.
Yeah. was on that team that upset UCLA back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's magic waiting to be written all over it.
Yeah. Yeah. You had something, Scraby? You getting ready to say something? You forgot already. Huh?
Yep.
I'm hoping the Aztecs see Princeton on Sunday. Just because that means the Aztecs would see somebody on Sunday.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
that's
right.
True. Oh, I got what I was going to say. The head coach of Purdue is under fire back in Indianapolis area because of the results. So I'm going to ask you in the Big Five about
it. Well, not just this results. Last three years.
Yeah. They've been beating us on low seeds.
No bueno.
All right. Let's go to our next contestant, Ryan. Welcome to the show. Happy Monday to you.
Hey, guys. Happy Monday.
What's up, Ryan?
Happy Monday. Here we go. First question. What is the very center of a target called in archery or darts?
A bullseye.
Nice. Question.
We are through the first question.
Phew.
Let's not do that one. Let's do this one. Coming into today, who has hit the most home runs in the WBC?
I don't know. Ha-Sung Kim?
Oh. Ha-Sung Kim.
He
had three of them.
Yeah, he did. Stay there, though.
He actually was the leader until this weekend.
I don't know. The only person I can guess is Trey Turner.
I knew it.
Is that right?
Oh, yes, he has four.
He has four?
Yeah, sorry, Ryan.
I knew he had three. I didn't know if he had a fourth.
He did. That was the Grand Slam was the fourth. And by the way, the thing that you dislike most about Grand Slam calls... Grand Slam home run was said on TV.
Oh, yeah? Somebody said Grand Slam home run?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's like nails
game.
On a chalkboard to me.
Yeah. What did you say, Tony?
Who was doing the game? Do you know?
I think it was Kenny Albert. I'm not kidding. I'm not 100% sure, though.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a Kenny Albert, but...
Here we go. Question number three.
I should probably
We're not question number three. We're back to the top. We
back to
Matt,
the top.
Our next contestant. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, Matt.
Hello, Matt. Oh, I didn't hit the button.
There?
Oh, I'm hitting the button, guys. You see this, right? Should I put my microphone over here?
I can't see anything. I'm in a different state.
That's me hitting the button. I'm going to do this now. Let's try now. Matt.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
I can.
We got you, Matt.
All right, there
you,
we go.
You
just saying it was Kenny
wrong.
Albert, and I'll be fine if he never does a baseball game again.
It was Kenny
it
Albert.
It was Kenny Albert.
Hey, I like Kenny.
He said, grand slam home run.
Really?
Surprise. He's good with basketball and football, just not baseball.
And hockey. He's really good at hockey.
He is hockey.
He said, grand
dude.
Slam home run. That is Chris's pet peeve. Right
that is
there.
A pet peeve, yeah. Sounds like it's also
it's more,
Matt's pet peeve.
I think it's more baseball is his fourth sport, and that's fine.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Randy Arozarena made himself known with what major league team?
Tampa Bay Rays.
Yes, through number one.
Question number two. What city will the college basketball national championship be held in this year?
Oh, I have no idea. Dallas, Texas.
Stay there.
He was close.
Oh.
Yeah, it's in the Houston Cougars are two games away from playing at home.
The what?
Houston.
Oh, thank you.
I can't stand saying
that.
Final Four is in Houston
that,
this
Matt.
Year.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
We move to our next contestant, John. Come on down.
John.
What's up, guys?
What's up, John?
What's up, John?
Hello, John.
Here we go. First question.
How are we doing? Hey, I thought I was playing for a chance to see Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
Depeche.
How about that, Tony? Just coming right at you.
Hey, growing up in San Diego, I used to listen to 91X, and there was a well-known DJ called Steve West.
Oh, sure.
And he used to call, he called Depeche Mode Depressed Mode because of the lyrical content of their songs.
Wow.
I've met Steve West.
Wonderful guy. Yeah. Wonderful guy.
Well, I don't mind it because it was hilarious. I said Depeche, so keep it
coming.
Ooh,
what is this?
Coming. Here we go. Depeche? First question. All right. Who is the lead play-by-play man for CBS?
Jim Nance.
Ooh.
No,
you're good.
You got it right.
Stay right there,
okay.
John.
All right.
Question number two.
This is last year, yeah.
In the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament, two teams tied with the highest score in one game at 96. Name one of the two teams.
Alabama.
Wow. Nice job.
Who's the other? We don't know.
Kansas.
Oh, Kansas was the other.
Yeah.
All
right.
Okay.
Here we go. Question number three.
The second one.
We've asked the bottom one. All right, here we go. There are six events typically involved in men's gymnastic events. Name three of the six.
Chris's face.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. I didn't know there were six.
Men's gymnastics meets. Name three of the six.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, man. I could see them all. I just don't know the doggone names. That pommel horse.
Okay.
Ball thing, is that good enough for one of them?
That's good enough, yes.
Okay, and then they run down and they do these acrobatical aerial things. I don't know what that's called.
I'm going to give
and
it to
them. And then we got
them
on the...
What is that?
You'll give me credit for that?
Oh, no.
No, we're not giving you credit.
All right, well, you got one.
Yeah, I didn't think you're... And then you got the rings. They got to raise themselves up and flip around on those rings.
Okay. All right. One last guess. I'll give you the free one for the acrobatic thingies.
Okay. And then, I know I got to go quick here.
I'm sorry, John. Stay there, though.
That's all right.
Stay there, though.
All right, I got four. So,
wow. Okay.
Do I need three?
Yeah.
Rings, he said.
Yeah.
I think he said pommel horse and
yep.
vault, but that's two different things.
Wait, time out. Did he say vault?
He said pommel horse.
Yeah, he said
vault
pommel
type
horse.
Of thing,
yeah.
But I think that's two different things.
You already won, Chris.
And high bar.
Yeah.
Where there's just one bar and you go
Thanks,
spinning around that. Sorry, John. What are some of the others?
Floor exercises is what I think he meant.
Floor exercise,
running
pommel horse.
Thing.
They do floor
rings,
exercise, huh?
Yep.
Vault.
Yeah.
Parallel bars.
Oh, parallel
horizontal
bars.
Horizontal
yeah,
bar.
There you go. Yeah. Okay.
All right. What do you guys want to do? Because we're up
Let's
against
go one
the
more.
Break.
Let's go one okay. more.
One more, he says.
Come on down,
Wait,
buddy.
Who'd you say?
Evan.
Okay. Do-do-do-do.
Let's go, Evan.
You're on, Evan.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Evan?
Here we
Are you
go.
Ready?
First question.
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
What was the main color of Furman?
Purple.
Nice. Question number two. Randy Arozarena is a popular guy in this in this test today. He plays for Team Mexico in the WBC. What country was he born in?
Dominican Republic. Total guess.
Stay there, though, Evan. Stay there.
Yeah, stay there, Evan. I don't know where he was born. Puerto Rico?
Nice. You're still
the
there,
answer?
Evan.
Still Cuba. In. What was it?
Cuba.
Cuba. Okay.
Yeah, yeah there's
Question
this whole story
three.
That went down, by the way, about Randy.
Yeah, we'll explain it
okay.
on the other side
okay.
of this.
All right. That would be me. That would be my job.
What women's tennis player is the youngest to win a Grand Slam at the age of 16?
Oh, I think I can see her face. Is it Martina Hingis?
No! What a nice guess!
Man, that was
a good one. Nice job.
That's a great
Martina
win right
Martina Hingis
there, Evan.
Is the correct answer. Hang on the line. Scraby will get to you. Get your information. We got to get to break. Here's some traffic.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Each of us can make a difference in someone else's life just by being kind and welcoming. Odyssey has partnered with Special Olympics on the Agents of Inclusion podcast. Each week, meet the athlete and community member who are making a difference. New episodes every Wednesday. Follow Agents of Inclusion in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. We teased it a little bit. Randy Arozarena of the Tampa Bay Rays, currently playing for Team Mexico, is Cuban. And he's from Cuba. And I think the interesting story that on how Arozarena became a part of the Mexican national team is quite interesting. Obviously, in Cuba, they can't just come over and be a free agent. It's a lot more to it. They have to defect their country first, which is basically relinquish the rights to being a citizen. in order to pursue their major league dream. So I think 2018, 2019, it may have been 2020, Randy Arozarena defected from Cuba and lived in Mexico. He played there for a season or two, and then that is when he signed with the Tampa Bay Rays. And so Mexico means a great deal to him. His family still lives in Mexico, I believe. His wife is Mexican, from what I gather. And so he wanted the honor of playing for the nation. And so obviously not being a natural citizen, he basically had to beg the president. The president then put whoever's in charge of those affairs on the case, and they found a way to make him a part of it. I believe he was given citizenship there, and that is how he became a part of Team Mexico and been their best player. Here they are playing against Japan as we speak in the WBC with a chance to go to a world championship or to win a world championship. So it sounds like it's benefited both parties in this situation.
Why do I think that there's probably a bunch of criticism for this somewhere? I mean, because there can't be?
No, because he had to, I'm reading about it. He had to defect from his country in 2015
I think Chris understands the risk he took, but have you been in this world that we live in?
It just happened with Eileen Gu in the Winter Olympics when she was representing China, and she went to college here, and we had that conversation back then too.
Well, I just am assuming that there's a lot of people out there going, well, wait a second, I've tried to get citizenship and I can't get it. That's all. I mean, this kind of thing does happen from a lot of times.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not saying he shouldn't be a citizen. Sounds like he did jump through all the hoops that you necessary to become a citizen of Mexico, but
I'm saying this like 100%.
There's always people out there who say there's different rules for some people than there are for others.
You're absolutely right. But I'm just saying this without any knowledge of Mexico's status of how many people are in line to become a citizen. And I don't know, but I don't think it's as desirable, say, as the U.S. for some people.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You like how I just stumbled all of that?
I'm kind of glad you said that rather than me trying to stumble through that.
Yeah, I stumbled all over that because I don't want to say anything wrong.
You live pretty close to Mexico. I think you got to tip your cap to the listeners from Mexico.
I love Mexico. I go there from time to time. It's nice.
I think ultimately the point I was trying to make is, at least from my perspective, and based on what I read, it's a big deal for him to be representing Mexico. Again, when you have to defect from your from the country you live in because they won't allow you to pursue the type of dream of being a Major League Baseball, if you go into the article, I mean, he was getting paid. At one point, I think they kept him off the national team because they were afraid that he would defect. So he didn't even get a chance to play for Cuba when he was actually in the country because they were so afraid of him defecting, you know. And those guys who get to play on that national Cuba team get paid a good portion of money. He wasn't, you know, he was broke basically, which is what led to him defecting the way he did. And so he's showing his gratitude to Mexico for allowing him to pursue his dream basically. I thought that was pretty cool. Nonetheless, I'm probably sure there are some people who, as I like to say, feel some type of way.
It's interesting that that's his dream, but, you know, everybody's dream is different. I mean, because he's good enough, he could have played for Cuba, right? It's not like he couldn't make that squad.
Right.
He just has more of a devotion to Mexico.
Which I don't understand.
No, they wouldn't let him play for their national team. He was not allowed.
After he defected from Cuba,
Before he defected from Cuba. That was why he defected from Cuba, is because not only could he not play for the national team, because they were afraid they was going to defect. Once he did leave the national team once he did defect, it wasn't going to be, it was going to be even less of a chance at that point. So
this is too complicated of a story for a Monday.
It's
fair,
honestly,
fair
we
enough.
Came,
I guess.
We came into this thinking it was just a feel-good fun story.
No, it changed into something else after. So.
I mean, everything changes into something else when you're talking about defecting and citizenship and all that stuff. But Randy Rosarena really is embracing his spot.
The point was it was supposed to be a good thing, and it was kind of we kind of gotten weird all
but
of a sudden.
He before the game, Tony, did you see him wearing a hat and like boots while he was warming up?
He's a cowboy.
He is.
He's a cowboy.
He had a sombrero on. Not a cowboy.
Yeah, you're right.
I've seen him with the cowboy hat on, so I didn't see the sombrero.
He was shagging fly balls with a sombrero on tonight.
He also had he was also signing we see the big hat.
Yeah.
Somebody had dropped like a big glove, I think during game one or one of the games. He was out there signing it in between innings. Before throwing it back up.
One thing I know I should do is always bet on Randy or Rosarena when it's a really big event because he's going to show up. Whatever it is.
World Series, WBCs, doesn't matter. He gets in it. Don't let him get into an All-Star game. He really might show out in one of those events. All right, let's get to break. When we come back, we got a big five. Scraby's got them all locked and loaded. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
The biggest guests in San Diego.
Coming back at you at 4:35, Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan this hour, 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by your local San Diego County UPS store. Your local San Diego County UPS store locations are hosting a shred event. Oh, this is right up our alley, Scraby.
Oh, yes.
Shredding stuff.
I don't know if Tony's he's aware of our shredding love.
Yeah, we're big shredders.
We had this conversation on air.
Yeah, he was part of the shredding conversation.
I just wasn't sure. Okay.
It's all coming up March 20th through the 25th, starting today through the 25th. 50% off shredding services.
Yes!
Wow. Visit the upsstore.com for the location nearest you. See store for details.
Chris, you see this right here?
Got to shred stuff.
I brought some stuff to work to shred today.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Get in line behind me.
Well,
you got the big boy shredder at the office. Over
oh
there.
Yes,
like,
we do. We
I got the
and
little
have,
guy,
and I have
at the
little
house.
I have the little boy shredder at home.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
The one half a paper at a time shredder. Probably be better off just cutting it up with scissors compared to the job my shredder does.
No.
Anyway, UPS is taking care of everybody shredding from March 20th through 25th, 50% off. UPSstore.com for the location nearest you. All right, Scraby's got the big five coming up. We've got Mark Ziegler still ahead on the program. Also, J.D. Luster was on with us earlier, San Diego State Aztec basketball coach, talking plenty of Aztecs. The week of the Sweet 16, third time that San Diego State has advanced to the Sweet 16. Good news for UConn fans. Each of the first two times the Aztecs made it to the Sweet 16, UConn was the eventual national champion.
Ah.
Something to stick in the back of your head as we go to traffic and Scraby's Big Five.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, lots of great topics, so little time.
Number five.
So let's get started. As we have talked about many times leading up to the NCAA tournament, experts are still not believing in San Diego State. The NCAA released Andy Katz's rankings for the remaining 16 teams, and San Diego State is all the way down at the bottom at 14th out of 16 teams. They only beat out Princeton. And then what has he got against the Owls? The Owls are number 16. My Owls.
Who are the Owls to people who don't know?
Everybody knows who Florida Atlantic is, Chris. Come on. Right. He said, all right. He said, all right. All right, here it is in order. Here's how Andy Katz re-ranked it. Alabama, Houston, Texas, UCLA, Gonzaga, UConn, Arkansas, Xavier, Michigan State, Miami, Tennessee, Creighton, Kansas State, San Diego State, Princeton, FAU. Chris, where would the Aztecs rank for you?
Well, they rank number one in my heart.
In your head, where do the Aztecs rank?
I don't know. It depends what they do against Alabama. And if they beat them, they can beat anybody.
It's going into the game against
Alabama. Going into the game?
Yes. These are the reseeds.
I'm not really concerned about these rankings. I don't know where I'd rank them. You look at the seeds. The Aztecs are a 5. Almost everybody else is higher than that.
Yeah.
So, I understand that they're going to put these teams a little higher. Miami is a 5 seed that they're in the ACC, so they're going to give them more credit.
Is Michigan State a 7
Michigan seed? State's a 7 seed, but they're Michigan State. Yeah. They're Tom Izzo, man. They're always in this position. So, it's easy to discount the Aztecs, and it's easy to do these rankings and put the teams from the power conferences ahead of the ones that aren't from the power conferences. And the only 3 teams left in this tournament that aren't from power conferences, well, I guess there's 4, are Florida Atlantic, Princeton, the Aztecs, and Gonzaga.
Yeah.
And so I think they have it ranked fine. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean a hill of beans.
Tony, where would the Aztecs rank on this list for you?
Maybe a spot or 2 higher.
That's it?
Yeah, because, everybody else has a good
enough
resume and have been good enough throughout the season where I could understand the Aztecs being picked behind those teams. But I think they've played better all year than Michigan State, despite Michigan State pulling off an upset. That would be one team I would move. The other team I would move is probably Miami. So, 2 spots.
All right.
Moving them up to 12.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
And then when they beat Alabama, they go right to the top of the list.
When they beat Alabama, they're probably going to move down. That's just how it works in San Diego State's world.
Number 4.
If they beat Alabama, they can put them wherever they want to. I won't care.
When good things happen to good people, you just have to be happy for them. Unfortunately, this is not one of those stories, guys. Bear with me here. It's kind of long. But Rick Pitino left Iona as fast as he humanly could to become the head coach of St. John's University today, but not without controversy. Former St. John's coach...
Not his controversy.
What?
Not his controversy.
No. The former coach's controversy. But you could say that they fell all over themselves to get Rick Pitino in there, that they overlooked something very important, because Mike Anderson said The former coach said he will file an arbitration lawsuit against the school after he was terminated for cause. Per his contract, he would have been owed $11 million if he had not been fired for cause, and he believes he was wrongfully terminated. According to the termination letter obtained by ESPN, he was fired for failure to create and support an environment that strongly encourages student-athletes who are in the men's basketball program to meet all university academic requirements, failure to perform your duties and responsibilities in a manner that reflected positively on St. John's University, and actions that brought serious discredit to the school. He denies all of this, Mike Anderson does, and he has retained an attorney to pursue his legal options. Tony, it's not about the coach. In your eyes, is Rick Pitino someone you would want to bring to your program? You're an athletic director.
I'm gonna answer this part that you don't want me to answer first, which is, I think St. John's is going about this the wrong way because they don't want to pay this $11 million, right? It's okay to fire him, but they're trying to fire him and not have to pay the remaining $11 million on his contract.
It's one or the other.
I think they're probably going to lose this case, as my guess, and they're going to have to pay him regardless. In terms of Rick Pitino, yeah, I mean Rick Pitino is a proven, really good coach in basketball. Now, has he been perfect? No. In terms of the way he's conducted some of these, or had his responsibility for some of the programs he's been involved with? No. But I can't sit here and say I believe in second, third chances for players and not say I feel the same way about coaches.
I think a good point.
He went in part because he couldn't get a job. He was too hot to touch at that point when he left Louisville. And so he spent his year in Iowa. It was a year? That was a bit more than a year.
Three.
So 3 years in Iona. He got them. He improved that program while he was there with not a lot of no drama that we've heard about. So I think he's earned the right to take over a program that's not like an elite program at this point. He's basically going to be building it from scratch. Although, I mean, it's in a conference where you can possibly do that, but this ain't the St. John's that, you know, we grew up watching. This is a different St. John's. So, yeah, I think he deserves it, and I can understand why a school like that would find him as a good candidate.
Chris, in your eyes, is Rick Pitino someone you would want to bring into your program?
Probably not somebody I personally would want to bring into my program, but when you think about some of the drama surrounding Rick Pitino, as far as I know, without looking it all up, because there's been so many issues with so many schools and programs over the years, I don't know if any of his misbehaving had anything to do with his university. It was more in his personal life that got him into drama trouble. Hopefully he straightened all that out. And as Tony said, I mean, the guy's led three different programs to the Final Four. Right, he's won championships at Kentucky and at Louisville, and he got Providence to the Final Four. I think he's one of the better coaches you have, so I can certainly understand why St. John's would hire him. I personally probably go in a different direction, but as far as Mike Anderson's concerned, I hope he takes him for all $11 million.
Me too.
Number three.
All right, Purdue's basketball program is led by one of the best coaches in the country in Matt Painter. We know the Boilermakers got bounced from the tournament by Fairleigh Dickinson, and with that loss, that would be the third time they have lost to quote-unquote inferior teams in the last 3 years. The Boilermakers have had a number 16 seed in Fairleigh Dickinson beat them in the opening round, a number 15 seed beat them in the Sweet 16, and a number 13 seed beat them in an opening round game. So I went and read a bunch of Indianapolis news articles, and no one really has the answer to the question that all of those sports writers posed, which was, Chris, you're up first. Do you fire a guy who keeps losing to lesser teams in the tournament?
You know, I've talked about this in the past. I get a little tired of people getting fired because they lose a game. Not when they're as successful as Matt Painter is. I mean, be careful what you wish for. You might get somebody who's nowhere near as successful as this guy to replace him. You know, I get tired of teams, and, you know, let's just do college football for a second. Guys that have programs for 4 years, go 10 games over 500, but don't, you know, maybe lose a couple of bowl games and get fired for that. To me, if you're a winning coach and you have a winning program and you're not getting yourself in any issues, you shouldn't be in trouble. But in our win-at-all-costs world, guys are fired under those circumstances. I think it's too bad. I will only say this for Purdue fans who want to fire Matt Painter. I'm sure there were many Virginia fans who wanted to fire Tony Bennett after they lost to Maryland Baltimore County. The very next year,
good point.
Virginia won the national championship.
Good yeah. point.
So just be careful. That's all.
All right, Tony, do you fire a guy who keeps losing to lesser teams?
Not in these circumstances. Listen, it'd be different if he had a good season, a good couple seasons, right, and then lost in the first, second round, and then, like, the regular season record started to also follow that path. All he's done is produce three high-level years for Purdue, and they have been, for whatever reason, whether poorly executed, luck, whatever you want to call it, they have lost early in the tournament. As Chris said, be careful what you wish for, man. The grass is not always greener on the other side. Would you rather have a coach that, you know, got lucky and got you to a Final Four, maybe even won a national championship, but the most of the years that he was there, you weren't playing, you were like on the cusp, you were like the last four in all the time? I don't think so, especially in a conference like the Big Ten. So, I don't think you fire him. I think you stick with him, and as long as the program continues to do this, you're going to eventually have a chance to advance deep into NCAA play.
I find it very ironic that Purdue, with the tallest guy in the tournament, got beat by the shortest team on average in the tournament. That's very ironic to me.
Incredible, I say.
And one of the last plays that they, like, I get it. Tall guys are good to have on the floor, but they're not always the best athletes. And you kind of just saw it the other day. I mean, when Purdue
was moving at a snail's pace compared to those young, those little dudes that was just. And you know what he kept doing? He kept bringing the ball down.
Yeah,
it's like if you're that big, you can't bring it down when you got those dudes just swarming you like that.
Yeah,
everybody's looking up at you anyway, man.
Number two.
I will say this till the day I. If I'm 7'4" and I didn't play at the NBA, in the NBA at some point, I mean, I got the short end of the stick right there because you can't do anything in life at 7'4" unless you have a bunch of money like Shaq and you can build anything you want.
Okay,
Shaq also played in the NBA too.
Boban.
Number two.
NFL wide receiver Brandon Cooks was traded to the Cowboys over the weekend, making it the fourth time in his career he has been traded. That is tied for the most in history with Eric Dickerson of the Rams. Brandon Cooks will set the record for being traded and playing for five different teams because Dickerson failed his physical with the Packers and never played a down for the team. So, Tony, does this mean teams really want Brandon Cooks? Or teams don't really want Brandon Cooks and look to offload him?
I don't know. Listen, I had a chance, full disclosure, I had a chance to get to know Brandon Cooks a little bit.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, no, he played with Drew Brees. So Drew would have him out, worked out with him for like 2 or 3 years. And he's really a good dude, classy dude. And it's quite the conundrum of why he keeps getting moved the way he does. It's almost like in certain situations he's making too much money for the teams that he's on. Look at his numbers; he's pretty consistent. He's gonna get you over 1,000. He's gonna when he's healthy. He's gonna catch you, anywhere between 65, 85 balls, maybe more. He's a good receiver in the NFL. I think this is a great fit for him. To play alongside CeeDee Lamb, this gives the Dallas Cowboys that wide receiver that can actually stretch the field so CeeDee Lamb could have an even bigger season than he had this year. This could be a place where he sticks for a little bit.
Chris, do you think teams really want Brandon Cooks or teams don't really want Brandon Cooks and look to offload him?
I think teams want him. I think in this particular case, he didn't want the team.
Yes.
He certainly didn't like the situation he was in Houston. Houston. did everything he could to get out of there. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not in the locker rooms. Rams seemed like they wanted to go in a different direction. He wanted to go in a different direction with Houston. But I agree with Tony. This is a great spot for Brandon Cooks. He didn't have to be the number one guy. He didn't have to be the guy at all.
And he's on a team with a winner.
And he's got a good quarterback. He's got a mediocre coach, but he's got a good quarterback, and he's got a really good wide receiver on the other side. Brandon Cooks is not bad.
Can we address that? You said he's on a team with a winner.
I misspoke. I meant he's on a winning team. I just threw out something and it didn't make any sense. And Tony gave me the eyes and the camera. But you're right, Chris.
Tony did not let you get away with it.
No, you're right though, Chris. I drafted Brandon Cooks last year in my fantasy football team. I might draft him again next year.
I've had him a couple different years. He is as consistent as you're going to get in terms of what you're going to get on a weekly basis.
Unless it's the 2022 season and he's playing for the Texans. Well, the Texans, when I had him.
The Texans, they can do that to you.
Yes, they can. One. The Gonzaga Bulldogs beat TCU last night, and after the game, Drew Timmy dropped a swear word on live TV.
He was so embarrassed.
But after the game, he cleaned it up, and he did tell the media something TCU fans did to help motivate him. Here he is after the game.
Well, I saw some nice things on the internet before, maybe taking some shots at us, me and our program. So throw lighter fluid in the fire if you wish. I mean, I thought TCU is a highly educated school, and they, didn't sound so smart with their comments pregame. So,
he just smiles to the rest of the room. Was
Braden on Twitter or something?
Oh, I don't know. He probably was.
Braden's too smart to do that, man.
Yeah. Chris.
Yes.
Drew Timmy didn't let it get under his skin. He took it as motivation. What do you think is the best way to get under an athlete's skin as a fan?
Oh.
What do I think?
Yeah, Tony. It's
kind of like Tony's ready to go here.
But you can. What do you think, Chris? Have you ever yelled anything at a player and been like, "Yeah, got him"?
No.
Okay.
No, I can't even imagine it. It's hard enough to play. I don't really know. It depends on the athlete. Depends on what really gets them, bothers them. But I've never really been yelled at. Or I've never really heard anything that's bothered me because I don't really think too much about fans when I'm out there when I was playing. So I don't have a good answer to this one. Is that fair for me to first time in Big Five history? I don't know if it's the first time,
but yes, it's fair.
It's the first time ever.
Tony.
It sounds like Tony's ready to go, too, so I want to leave it for him. I very rarely
paid attention to fans unless they started directing their comments towards me. And then at that point, yeah, I think about it a lot. But there were many times I sat in that on-deck circle, going back and forth with a fan. It's more in the minor leagues than in the big leagues. And you're just like, oh, man, don't let me double and score here because I'm going to act up. And it felt like it is probably, it's probably not as accurate as I believe it is. But it felt like most of the time, I was able to come out on the other side being able to talk my own,
Tony's a good trash talker.
Yeah, yeah. You listen to it every Tuesday.
I'm a basketball referee. I have to hear everything all the time.
I'm like one of the world's worst trash talkers.
Yeah. So. I usually just feel for you if you're trash talking, and that just doesn't really get to me too often.
All right, update on the World Baseball Classic. Also, Juan Soto's oblique when we get back on 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.